Thank you for joining me today for the Focus on God Daily podcast here at First Baptist Church, Brownsville. My name is George, and I'm glad you're here. I want to give a special welcome to any first-time listeners. This podcast follows our daily Bible reading schedule, which you can find on our website at fbcbrownsville.com. Please check back regularly for our website as well for important updates about Sunday services. Today's reading is out of Acts chapter 24. Let's take a look. Chapter 24 continues the account of Paul being seized in the temple in Jerusalem and accused of dissensions and breaking the Jewish law. Remember, Paul was seized in chapter 21. He defended himself before the Jews in chapter 22. He was accused before the council of Pharisees and Sadducees and then transferred to the governor Felix in Caesarea in chapter 23. Today, we'll be continuing that saga in chapter 24. But first, if you remember all the way back in Matthew chapter 10, in one of our readings from earlier this year, Jesus at that time told his disciples that things like this would happen to those who proclaimed the gospel. Jesus prophesied that his followers would go through these persecutions. In Matthew 10, verse 16, Jesus tells his disciples that he is sending them out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Jesus was setting the tone that his disciples would be met with hostility. Jesus furtherly implores them to be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. And that's what we've seen from Paul thus far. He has always answered cleverly, but not deceptively. He has always been cunning, but not manipulative. And he has also shown himself to be innocent. And his reputation, his known reputation as a Pharisee and a man of upright standing. Then Jesus continues in Matthew 10, verse 17, warning his disciples to beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues. Well, Paul was handed over to the courts, and he was almost scourged if it hadn't been for the Roman commander who transferred him to Felix. In Matthew 10, 18, Jesus tells his disciples that you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. And all of this happened to Paul. He was brought before the governor of Felix in today's chapter, and he will be brought before King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26. So then, in Matthew 10, 19 through 20, Jesus gives the disciples the promise that the Holy Spirit will speak through them when they are before the councils and the kings. This is Jesus telling them that their words will be revelation. And that is what Paul's words are in Acts chapter 24, the recorded word of God, said to Felix, giving him the opportunity to know the true God through Jesus Christ. So in Acts 24, we have Paul before the governor Felix being accused of the political crime of dissension, the religious crime of being part of a sect, and of desecrating the temple, a crime against God. And Paul is completely innocent of all of these charges. They are all false charges brought against Paul. Why? Why did they bring these charges? Well, like Jesus said in Matthew, for the sake of my name. And so what does that mean? Well, to understand that, we have to look at Felix. Felix was the governor of that region, and his story is really quite tragic. He was a man given a great opportunity, and he wasted it. He squandered it. Felix had the responsibility to pass down judgment in this situation. He was the man who would determine what happened to Paul. He needed to make a legal judgment, but even more important, he needed to make a personal judgment about his own eternity. Felix had an opportunity not afforded to many people. He spent 2 years with possibly the greatest evangelist ever. And he was living in his own house. Felix lived with Paul for 2 years, and knowing Paul, and according to verse 26, Felix conversed with Paul quite often, and knowing Paul, those conversations were about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So after Paul's hearing, Felix, with his wife Drusilla, comes to Paul to hear him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And so Paul presents the gospel there to Felix. And what was Felix's response? Did he fall on his face and cry out to God? Did he confess immediately? Did he acknowledge his sins and ask Paul how to receive this salvation? Unfortunately, that's not what we see happen. Felix's tragic response was an all too common response. Felix's response was not yes, it was come back later. Felix said, go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you. In essence, Felix was saying that he had other things that were more important. Of course, the problem is we're not guaranteed next year or tomorrow or even the next breath. Today is the day of salvation, and any hesitation might mean that we miss our opportunity. Felix missed his opportunity, as far as we know. Felix had Paul in his home for 2 years, but then in verse 27, we see that Felix is replaced by Festus. There is no mention that Felix ever made a decision about Jesus Christ. Felix missed a great opportunity, a unique opportunity. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, you have the same opportunity right now. Jesus Christ is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to cry out to him, to ask for forgiveness, to put your faith and trust in him, believing that he paid for your sin when he died on the cross, and believing that he rose from the dead for you to make him the Lord of your life. Do that today. Don't waste the opportunity you have now. If you already have a relationship with Christ, you have other opportunities afforded to you. You can get right with him if that's something that you need to do. And of course, you always have the opportunity to share the gospel with someone else. If you know that you need to do that, don't hesitate. Give those people the opportunity to hear the gospel as well. God has given you this day for a purpose. Use it. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the opportunity of today. Let us seek your will as we serve you. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. May your Holy Spirit lead us as we walk out our relationship with your Son. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening to this session of Focus on God Daily. Don't forget to leave a comment on Facebook and check out our website at fbcbrownsville.com. If you made a decision today, please reach out to our church through our website or by calling the phone number that you can find on our website. Thank you, and see you next time.